98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Friday morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Our next guest is returning to the stage with a brand new show and tour, Unhinged. 25 years inside your minds. Keith Barry, welcome to 98 FM. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming to see us. Three Arena, this is big.
It's the biggest show I've ever done. And not only that, it's actually going to be, the name of the show is Unhinged, but it's going to be completely unhinged in regards of the way of design the show for the Three Arena.
Okay.
Because there's a show within the show.
Yeah.
45 minutes of the show is hypnosis. But it's going to be the biggest mass hypnosis experiment that's ever happened in Ireland, ever, in the history of the state. So in other words, if you imagine 100 people on stage in the Three Arena, all hypnotized out of their faces, doing all kinds of bonkers things. And that's only one little part of the show. And then I've got mass experiments with the whole audience themselves.
How exciting, and congratulations on 25 years. It's amazing that you're doing. I would have assumed you did the Three Arena already.
No, this is the first time, and probably the only time, if I'm being honest. You know, it's strange to say this, and I'm not saying this for effect or for sales or anything like that. I feel like this could be the natural tap-out time for me. Like, go out on a high. Next year, I turn 50. I always said to myself, for my whole career, I'll do the Three Arena before I'm 50. And you know, I might just finish on the Three Arena.
Really?
And I'm so busy in the corporate world. So
yeah,
my career is really in the corporate space now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it could be the last one. I'm not saying definitely, but there's a very good chance. My dad passed away in January this year, and he was a very sarcastic kind of character, very gregarious character. And he said, you know, 3 days before he died, he said, "Keith, bring me on tour." And I was like, "Well, Dad, you know where we're at right now." And he was like, "Yeah, I know, you idiot." He said, "When I die, bring my ashes and have a seance, mess with their minds." And I'm like, "For real?" He's like, "Yeah, for real." So my dad is coming on tour.
I love that he gave you permission to do that.
Yes. Not only did he give permission, he almost demanded it.
Sorry, the show really does have everything. It sounds so exciting. What's going to go on your rider backstage at Three Arena?
Water. I'm so boring. I'm so bland and boring. People don't realise, you know those riders that we read about, right?
Yeah.
The artist pays for those riders. What's the point, you know?
We've known each other for years. You've been coming into 98 FM, just like you mentioned, for a long time. Just this weekend, just gone, I had a memory that you will not remember. But the very first time I ever came to Dublin, I think I was like 16, 17, I went to what is now the Hoxton Hotel. It just opened.
Yeah.
I went to, it was called the Central Hotel.
Yeah.
They were taking headshots from movieextras.ie. The one and only unpaid job I got from that was going to the back end of Wicklow, where you did something out, like Wicklow Jail or something.
I did a bullet catch.
Like, that was it.
Oh, wow.
And I got the train, the bus, the train, went to Wicklow to watch you catch a bullet.
Just so you know, I believe it's known as the black dark trick of magic. It's basically, do not do this trick, right?
Okay.
Because ultimately, over 13 magicians and mentalists have died doing the bullet catch. So as much and all as people out there like to think that what we do, you know, can't go wrong. And actually that day, for real, something really almost went wrong. Like, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
It was all those years ago now. Why would I lie? Yeah. But here's the funny thing. I think you can see that up on YouTube.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to watch it today.
Oh, we're going to have to go.
I can't believe you're in the audience.
Is
that the scariest stunt that you've ever done? Or is there another one? What stands out to you as the thing that really, really did scare you?
Well, I've done lots of stunts over the years, right? And I'm pretty banged up with injuries from all of them. But the one that actually I would never do again, I got myself buried in a ton of ice for 47 minutes on Virgin Media one time. And that was for my TV show Brain Hacker. And it was to induce a near-death experience. It was a weird thing, right? But ultimately, I was in there for far longer than I should have been. I was in there for 47 minutes. We planned for me to be in there for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was in there for 47, and the doctors said, no, he's got to come out. But ultimately, I got really sick. Nobody knows this. I got really sick for 3 weeks after that. When I say really sick, I mean it was puking, and I was on the toilet, let's say, for 3 weeks. And then eventually I went to the doctor and they did my bloods. And my bloods came back Christmas Eve that year. The results came back. And the results were fine. And I said to my doctor, well, what was going on? He said, your kidneys had shut down.
Oh my gosh. After,
from lying on the ice for so long. So your kidneys had shut down. But I was really scared because I thought I'd done some permanent damage.
Yeah, of course.
But look, it all came back fine in the end. But yeah, those bigger mad stunts are kind of a thing of the past. However, in Unhinged, the live show, I've decided to bring a scorpion on tour. And let's just imagine it involves, I don't want to give too much away, but if you use your imagination, my mouth, a scorpion, gaffer tape, handcuffs, a Rubik's Cube, and somebody slapping me in the face.
Standard Tuesday.
Yeah. There you go.
Standard Friday night.
Keep your mask, but it's going to be very entertaining to watch. Yeah. Have you watched The Traitors?
I have indeed.
Did you watch the Irish one, I'm assuming, then?
I have indeed.
If they did a celebrity version of the Irish show, the UK one was super successful, would you go on?
I'd absolutely go on. I don't think they're going to have me on because people in my genre tend not to do very well in those programs because they get voted off straight away. So we tend not to do very well. I'd love to go on. Let's just say, as a nod to The Traitors, I've got a lie detection routine in Unhinged as well.
Brilliant.
As a nod to The Traitors. Nothing, no affiliation whatsoever with The Traitors.
Yeah.
But a little nod, lie detection sequence.
Keith Barry, it's always a pleasure. We cannot wait to see your new show, Unhinged, 25 Years Inside Your Mind, Saturday the 7th of February at 3 Arena. Tickets are on sale now.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
What words will we get today?
Who knows?
Maybe AI us.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's edition of your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win yourself some incredible prizes. All you have to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and you could be getting your hands on this. It's the weekend. It's Christmas party season. Mm-hmm. And we're here to help you look fabulous.
Feel the power from this new Dyson Airwrap.
You won't want to turn it off.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Ooh,
what a prize. And good morning to Megan in Clondalkin who's playing Matchy Matchy. Megan, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Megan, you've already had your Christmas party. When was it?
Last Friday.
How was it?
I actually didn't go.
Megan... I love that for you.
Sometimes, do you know what? You can't fit it all in. Megan, do you have your decorations up yet?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Is there a colour theme or a theme in general?
It's white and silver. My sister put them up.
Very nice, Megan. Oh, wow, very glamorous. Megan, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm on my own, so.
Are you going to play with Rebecca or Brendan, Megan?
Rebecca.
This is the first time in a while. I'm delighted for you. Off you pop now to the soundproof booth. Mind your step there now, please. Safety first.
Lovely.
Okay. Megan, are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here we go. Just get me pages out. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is bread.
Bread. Man.
Bread. Man. Your second word is art.
Work.
And your third word is shoe.
Lace.
Okay, after bread, you've said man. After art, you've said work. And after shoe, you're going lace. Megan, are you happy with all those?
Yeah.
Okay, we're locking them in?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Locking the words in and getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello, my love. How are you?
Oh, I sit over here.
You sit there. That's your chair.
Lovely.
There, love. Yeah.
Okay.
Overshot the runway.
Overshoot the runway. For anyone listening, we've moved studios.
We're in a different studio this morning.
So the soundproof booth relocated as well. Brendan.
Did it.
It's change rooms in here.
Everything's topsy turvy.
Call me Lawrence, Llewellyn, Ellen Bowen. Okay, first word. Let's go.
First word. Bread.
Bread. Bread bin.
Your second word is art.
Art. Art. Art class.
And your third word is shoe.
Shoe box.
Have you managed to get a Matchy Matchy with Megan in Clondalkin this morning? this morning.
Did we get any?
None this morning. After bread, Megan said man. After art, she said work. And after shoe, she went with lace.
Shoelace.
Megan, sorry we didn't do it this
morning. There's so many options for those. It
too
wasn't
many to choose from. But thank you for playing Matchy Matchy, Megan. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Megan. Have a lovely weekend. We'll do it all again Monday morning with a brand new prize to be revealed by AI, Rebecca and Brendan. Get up!
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.